I've always enjoyed good storytellers, and when it comes to wetland restoration here in the Bay Area, Bay Nature is one publication that stands out as a source for a great story. This is Your Wetlands.
You're out there, and the sky is so huge, and it's not like being in the Bay Area, really. It's like being somewhere out west, which, of course, is where we are, but the sky is huge. You can see Mount Diablo and Mount Tam just standing in one place, and there's just all these birds in the flying around in the ponds and settling on the dikes, and you realize that there's another world out there, and you're only 20 minutes outside of Novato and Highway 101.
That's David Loeb, publisher and editor-in-chief of the quarterly magazine Bay Nature. David spoke to me about the current edition of the magazine and its special feature, Highway to the Flyway.
We've got three main articles. One is an introduction to the area, describing the natural history and human history of the San Pablo Baylands. And, of course, it includes with that are photos, both of the area as it was and as it is now and as it is becoming, and some of the critters that you'll find there, some of the birds that you'll find out there. And there'll be a centerfold map that will lay out the whole area, a two-page spread that shows you everything from Vallejo to Novato and in between, and the different kinds of land ownership in there, and the different kinds of habitat you'll find there, and the different public access points. They'll be on the map as well. And then there'll be two articles about specific projects, about the Napa-Sonoma Marsh Project and about the Sears Point Project. So you'll get a little better sense of some of the detail and the richness that's involved in turning a former wetland back into a restored wetland.
The media tends to be event-oriented rather than process. So there was a lot of coverage about when a dike is breached, and you see the water coming in, and it's very exciting. But that might have been a 5 or a 10 year process. So your article is going to give us not only where we are today, but give us some real perspective in terms of what's required, what's involved in restoring a wetland, and the human impact.
Yeah, I think we want to look at, first of all, at what was there before and how humans have changed it already. And then we want to look at the process of learning about wetland restoration that has taken place up there, because we've had wetland restoration up there since the early 1980s, and we've learned as we've gone along, and those lessons are being applied, and new lessons are being learned because each place is different. So as you said, you can breach a levee and the water rushes in and things seem to change all at once, but you really have to stand back and watch and see what happens after that for the next month, for the next year, for the next decade, to see how the land adapts and how the animals adapt to it as well.
An analogy that's a bit far-reaching here, but in terms of a changing landscape, publishing is really a changing landscape today. What's it like being the publisher of a beautiful Bay Area magazine? What's it like these days?
Well, first of all, it's very gratifying because we have people who come up to us all the time and say, oh, I love that magazine, and I read it from cover to cover, and of course, that's what we want. But at the same time, it's true that I think fewer and fewer people are reading long-form publications. And that's why we have a web component. And so we want to be able to provide that information on the web as well. But to me, as someone who grew up in the last half of the 20th century, I like to hold something in my hand. I like to see the photos. I like to see what it's like and feel it. And combine that with text that isn't just a soundbite, but that actually goes into some depth about the process that's involved.
And my thanks to David Loeb for talking with us here on Your Wetlands. The Highway to the Flyway feature is available in the July-September edition of Bay Nature or through the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. You've been listening to an interview with the editor-in-chief of Bay Nature magazine. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, you can visit sfbayjv.org, and we invite your email comments. Our address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. I'm Jerry Kay.